The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and for the next hour, lots of information you can use to improve your very, very good health, improve your life. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. And in discussing what we wanted to talk about today, what would you say is the most common concern of people across the board? Of course, they're concerned about cancer and about heart disease and Alzheimer's and stroke, but I think even more universal than those concerns. And the answer is?
And the answer is, I need to lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 50 pounds. And what's very, very interesting is how you said this, Dr. Slavin, because when people come and sit down with me and I say, what can I help you with today? They'll say, well, I need to lose X number of pounds. And then we might get into some of the health issues that may be related to that extra weight that they're carrying around. As you mentioned, heart disease, maybe their circulation is poor, maybe their immune system is poor, maybe they have diabetes, or at least what they've been diagnosed with, metabolic syndrome.
Well, certainly there is a connection between your weight and all those diseases. And in fact, there was a recent report out that said being overweight will replace smoking as the number one cause of cancer.
Okay, and didn't they say sitting is the new diabetes?
Well, that's another possibility, too. I think if you look around, I think you see more overweight people today than ever before.
I absolutely agree with that. And when you think about it, I believe our taste buds have been perverted with the artificial sweeteners and with a lot of the artificial flavor-enhancing type ingredients that we find in prepared food.
Well, if you visit Europe, you know how you tell a tourist?
The weight.
Right. I mean, the Europeans themselves, they're not overweight. Now, I had an interview once with someone who had recently moved here from, I believe it was Turkey. And she said in the 6 months since she moved here, she put on 40 pounds.
6 months?
Completely different lifestyle, less walking. You know, in Europe, people are used to walking a lot.
Right.
And her diet completely changed coming here. And so when you talk about, all right, we're overweight, how do you lose the weight? Well, those are the two areas you have to look at. What are you eating, and are you getting enough exercise in your life?
Real fresh foods, that's number one. And again, most people in Europe own a bicycle. They certainly do walk. They certainly do have access to fresh foods. They go to the market on a pretty regular basis and really don't rely on the kind of processed foods that are so common. Going to a grocery store in Europe is a very different experience than what you see here in the States.
Well, the other thing, too, is my understanding, because I actually haven't gone into people's homes or apartments in Europe, But the refrigerators are very small.
Very small. Kitchens are small, too. Yeah, well, yes, very, very interesting.
So they can't stock up on all this food. They go to the market and get fresh food on a regular basis, which is a much healthier approach anyway.
One of the articles that I was looking at this morning before coming here to do the radio show was about Monsanto being rebuffed by Russia, that no GMO foods in Russia.
Do you think GMO foods have a place in causing weight gain or difficulty losing weight?
I believe that they have a place in that they disrupt hormones. They disrupt digestion. And I don't know necessarily the scientific details of how they might contribute to the obesity epidemic, but there surely is an impact. So some of the things that I point to with regard to causes of this obesity epidemic, certainly the lack of exercise. We just might be relying on a gym to do exercise, but exercise other than going to the gym isn't part of our daily routine. And certainly the processed, frozen, prepared foods that we rely on. And then lastly, the artificial sweeteners.
Now, I think one of the big areas when you're trying to discuss strategies to avoid weight gain or to lose weight has to do with how often you should eat a day. And, you know, growing up, you know, they said three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And then I'm not sure how many years ago they came out with eating every 3 hours.
Right, grazing.
You know, and I'm not sure what people were grazing on.
Apparently the wrong thing.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no. I think grazing helps sell more protein bars, you know, because this way people would have to carry around something they could snack on. Because they weren't always, obviously weren't home all the time for this every 3 hours. And what were they?
Carrots wouldn't do the trick, or an apple wouldn't do the trick.
Well, carrots might, because they're not going to turn brown. Well, I guess an apple, if you don't open it, well, yeah, I don't know. Carrots and apples are both high in sugar as well.
Oh, that's something I get very, very.
Not true? Yes and no.
Think about the fiber content, the mineral content, and then let's take a look at the sugar content in the protein bars. They're called protein bars, but they are sugar bars.
I won't disagree.
Okay.
The point is, I have to make a distinction. Carrots and apples, lots of sugar, but when you eat the whole
vegetable
or fruit with the fiber, the key about consuming sugar is how quickly it's absorbed into your bloodstream.
Right.
And when you consume it along with fiber, it slows the absorption and you don't get that spike in your blood sugar. And that's what you want to avoid. Because then you get the insulin spike after that, then you get the low blood sugar response, and it's a vicious cycle. So
then you get the depression, then you get the crankiness, and then you get this absolutely uncontrollable urge to eat something.
So as a response to that, they say, well, if you graze every 3 hours, you're going to avoid that. So when your sugar is going down, you're going to be eating again and keep the sugar level constant. But there are, and I'm one of them, people that don't agree with that approach.
You don't agree with that approach because that doesn't work for you?
Well, no.
Why?
I'll tell you why. When people come up with these approaches, these ideas, I always say, you know, when you're never sure of what to do with regard to how your body should function, look at nature, look at how we evolved. And if you look at how man used to eat, they didn't have access to food 24/7. They wouldn't be able to graze every 3 hours. They ate when they had the ability to eat, and they ate the food that was available to them. So I don't think every 3-hour grazing style diet is the best approach.
Okay.
And I'll give you scientific reasons after the break on that.
You have scientific reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we all look forward to that. And I just want to let everyone know that they're tuned to Natural Talk Radio, brought to you by Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And when we come back, in addition to the science behind not grazing, we'll get some information on the testing that's available that will help you focus on your metabolism and how you can proceed through your daily routine and still maintain a healthy weight. You're tuned to Natural Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We're talking about the obesity epidemic today and the issues, you know, okay, so you're overweight, so you've had to go to the next larger size in your clothes. Maybe you have several different sizes in your closet. But what does it mean when you're talking?
Lab coat to do it, but if you come to advanced medical testing centers, they'll, first of all, a much more pleasant environment. You'll be treated as a, it's a good word, as someone who...
You'll be treated respectfully, respectful of your time, respectful of your schedule.
Not just a number.
Right.
And, of course, the quality of the test, because we send it out to, obviously, good labs, you get the test results back faster, or your doctor, if he's ordering them, will get it back faster. But more importantly, you'll get in and out. You won't be wasting time there waiting for them to go through all the crowds of people that are walking through there, or paperwork. It'll all be done.
You can make an appointment at advanced medical testing centers.
But those are the important tests, and doctors aren't routinely doing that. They're just looking for doing the tests that allow them to prescribe drugs. Now, I see Janet is raising her hand.
Yes. Ooh. You know how you see those advertisements for different pharmaceuticals on television, Dr. Slavin? So the pharmaceutical company is advertising to the customer. The truth is, at the end, they say, ask your doctor. Well, listeners to Natural Doc Radio can ask their doctors for a prescription for these tests that you're mentioning and bring that prescription to Advanced Medical Testing Center.
And your insurance will cover it. So, you go to some of these other drawing centers where they just want you to pay cash. Advanced Medical Testing Centers will work with your insurance company, so your insurance will cover it.
Okay.
If you have insurance that covers it, because these days it's hard to say what insurance covers anymore. But that's a different topic. And I have to digress for a second, too. When you say ask your doctor, have you seen the commercial on TV? Have a little baby. It's a Walgreens commercial. Get a shot, give a shot. In other words,
right.
They're trying to promote, I guess, for every shot people get here in Africa, I think it was, he's talking about flu shots to these infants. And tomorrow we're going to talk about more about vaccines and everything. It was a very good story I read about a woman who used to work for Merck.
Right. That is an amazing article.
And she found out it with Vioxx, how they hid the Vioxx is an anti-inflammatory that was taken off the market because people were dying of heart attacks. And Merck withheld all this information, and she felt she was being used by them, and she quit. And then when she had a baby and she went to the doctor, she asked the doctor, can I have information about the vaccines? Because the doctor says you have to give the vaccines to your baby. And the doctor, basically threw her out of the office when she asked the question.
Right.
I think they said 1952 you were getting about 6 or 7 vaccines by the age of, 6 months or something, or maybe a little bit older?
Older.
But now
now
in the 50s? Vaccines or something?
The age of 5, when the kids are going to school, absolutely, it's in the 50s.
So I think it wouldn't be unreasonable to say that perhaps in the context of what we talk about, anything, cancer, heart disease, obesity, maybe the vaccines and the immune system are playing a role too, because we don't know, and they haven't tested it. That's the problem. They tell you to take these vaccines, and there haven't been any long-term studies on any of these vaccines. So it's really, hit or miss. It's guesswork, a dangerous guesswork, by the way, when you're taking these vaccines, especially, not to mention the least of which is exposure to all the toxic minerals. They put aluminum, mercury, they put these in the vaccines, and it's nothing. But in the context of Merck covering up the information about the dangers of Vioxx and made, lots of money, until they got caught and had to pull Vioxx off the market. I don't know if they were penalized or anything about that either.
But they made their money.
They made their money. And the gist of the article, which we'll get into in more detail tomorrow, is that they admitted, Merck, that their promotion of vaccines is about making money because they don't really have the proof to substantiate
the claim.
What they're doing about giving everybody vaccines. And They're bribing the government into mandating it, basically, is what's going on.
I just so disagree with the discussion of vaccines being a political issue. It is an issue between a patient and a physician. And let's use the science available to make an informed decision.
But it is political. Once the government mandates you have to have vaccines, that makes it political.
And I so disagree with that. So where am I going to go live? But we're talking about obesity. What is the science behind the obesity epidemic, Dr. Slavin?
So maybe going back thousands of years ago, people ate when they could eat. It wasn't breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't know. Probably weren't wearing watches, right, back then? Oh, it's noontime, time to eat.
Well, okay,
I said to a patient once,
yes.
Well, you know, instead, why don't you just eat when you're hungry? And the answer was from the patient, what's hunger got to do with it? You know, it's time to eat. And that's the way I think a lot of people probably think. It's time to eat. And people wouldn't recognize hunger if they tripped over it, because how many times are people eating when they don't feel hungry?
Okay, but when people have elevated blood sugar, elevated A1C, elevated insulin in particular, they feel hungry all the time.
Oh, that may be. Okay.
And that's an issue that I hear very frequently when I'm talking to people.
There are we've talked a lot about intermittent fasting, and basically that means eating between within a 6 to 8 hour window every day, which gives your bodies 16 to 18 hours of repair time and working on itself. But there's more to it than that. By the way, it all depends. There's agreement. Everybody should have lunch. The question is, should you have breakfast or lunch or lunch and dinner? That's an individual.
It's a personal preference. The truth of the matter is, it's probably a little bit healthier to have breakfast and then maybe wait until later on within that 6 to 8 hour window to have lunch, dinner. But the truth is, the way our schedules are, the way the world works here, it's probably much more convenient to do lunch, dinner.
I feel like a pancake commercial. You should have breakfast at lunchtime.
Right.
You know,
no pancake.
No. And here's something to really consider, and I think a lot of people might be guilty of this, is eating late at night or too soon before going to bed. Now, I recently learned that's how sumo wrestlers put their weight on.
Right.
They eat before going to bed. But they
skip breakfast, too. They don't start eating until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right.
And then they eat constantly.
So if you don't want to be a sumo wrestler, but the reason for not eating before going to bed, and what does that mean? That means giving your body at least 3 hours to consume the calories that you've just consumed. Because here's what happens. Your body wants to use up those calories, and this is why intermittent fasting is important. If you have, and the energy centers in the body or in the cell called mitochondria, if you give them excess calories, then there'll be excess free electrons that aren't being used up. And if they're not used up, because when you sleep, that's the time when your body uses the least amount of energy. So if you don't use up these electrons, it'll damage the mitochondria, even killing them, and that associated with chronic fatigue and things like that. So you want to give your body at least 3 hours. The other thing is, if you want to resolve your insulin resistance, do not eat for at least 3 hours before going to sleep, and preferably even more. The more time you give your body, you put your body into a fasting mode, the better. And this is the problem with grazing, is your body never really gets into a fasting mode, and your body doesn't learn how to burn fat. And I think that's what we're all looking to do, is get your body to burn fat. You know, we're not overweight because of carbohydrates of bulging out of our bodies. It's the fat that's bulging out of our bodies.
Okay, but what makes the carbohydrates.
Right, the carbohydrates. But if you want to lose the right weight, you want to burn up the fat. So that's the other thing you want to do.
The thing is that doctors, 20 years ago, with the onset of the introduction of statin drugs to the marketplace, they wagged their fingers at people, at their patients, and said, now you need a low-fat diet. I still see it written on blood tests, low-fat diet. And it's the high carb diet, that is not being burned off properly, and the carbs are being converted to fats and stored.
I think in the hospitals too, you can order low fat diets for people, and I can't imagine why you'd want to do that, but then mainstream medicine does a lot of things that don't make sense. So why does... All right, here's another strategy that's good. I'm not sure Janet will agree with it, but we'll find out.
To arm wrestle.
Drinking water before meals can help you lose weight, and that's been studied. So
I actually agree with that. The more water people eat, they don't necessarily... The more water people drink, they're not so focused on eating. They... are just more satisfied. And certainly when you're drinking water, you're not going to eat as much food. It just won't fit in your stomach.
I think this is a good strategy. And the study was they gave people 500 mLs, which is a little more than two glasses of water before meals. And when we come back, I'll tell you what happened.
Okay. I hope it's good news. You're tuned to Natural Talk Radio. I'm Janet Zimmerelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute, services from on-demand to chiropractic.